now that possible new treatment for anthrax. Scientists say it would work even if terrorists developed varieties that could resist common antibiotics. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the discovery also has led to a quick test for anthrax in the environment.
Dr. Vincent Fischetti of Rockefeller University is virtually certain somebody's already engineered an evil strain of anthrax that can shrug off penicillin or Cipro.
Very easy. Very, very easy. I believe this strain that was used last year was not part of a state-sponsored terrorist attack because those strains would likely be antibiotic resistant.
Fischetti specializes in the natural enemies of bacteria. They're called bacteriophage. They're viruses that evolve to prey on particular bacteria.
Gammaphage is a bacteriophage that is very specific for anthrax. It doesn't attack any other type of bacillus.
Now, anthrax can learn to evade its particular phage, but not a chemical the phage makes to punch through the outer walls of bacteria. Fischetti and his colleagues identified this enzyme, then they commandeered other bacteria to crank out lots of it. It's the most potent natural bacteria killer known. An amount as small as a grain of salt wipes out millions of anthrax bacteria.
We can take 10 million organisms down to sterility within a couple of minutes. That's a lot, when only a few can kill you.
Reporting in the journal Nature, the researchers say the enzyme rescues most mice after they've been given a dose of anthrax that's usually lethal. The Rockefeller group is planning more experiments in mice and monkeys.
Ultimately, we anticipate that the enzyme would be used at a time when antibiotic-resistant anthracis would be used in an attack, then you'd have no recourse but to use something like this to treat.
Treatment needs to start within hours of exposure to anthrax. The enzyme only kills the bacteria. It doesn't neutralize the deadly toxin the bacteria produce. Other teams are working on anthrax antitoxins. Meanwhile, Fischetti says the enzyme provides a sensitive new test for anthrax in the environment. Dr. Stephen Lepla of the National Institutes of Health says now there's no quick, reliable test.
One can imagine that this simple reaction that they described could be made functional in a small machine that could be put in many laboratories and public health facilities so that people at remote locations could get a rapid answer.
Fast answers are critical in an anthrax attack. As last fall's episode shows, the sooner authorities know who's been exposed, the more likely treatment can save their lives. Richard Knox, NPR News.